It's Friday, June 14th.
Was that the song?
That was definitely the song.
That was the opening song, though?
That was not the opening song. That was one of the best songs, though, so it's okay.
Okay.
Ah. So, it's Friday, June 14th, and you're listening to Two Guys Without a Clue. I am Catatonic Cat.
And I'm Jagger.
I didn't even get to introduce you. What's going on?
A man who needs no introduction.
Oh. You're a man of mystery?
That's right.
Man of many faces?
Man of many talents.
Talents? Like what kind of talents?
I'm lying.
I don't know. You're being modest. I think you have lots of talents, like photography.
Oh, well, thank you.
And drawing?
Yeah. Skilled artisan.
And running?
Yep.
And making podcasts?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean...
You could code as well. Yeah, it's a pretty good package.
Sing,
ladies,
and dance.
Dragaroo is single, if you would like to date him.
Oh, yeah.
Right, and that's great for this song. Say it with a slap. So clearly...
Way to bring it back. Yeah, there are some life lessons to be learned from this
movie. That song was a life lesson. Mm-hmm. Bears do it with a slap. That's how they say it. So I don't know how Dragaroo does it. It's kind of a dragon. So what do you think? Slap too?
Or? I mean, it's worth a shot, sure.
Okay, so girls, if you see Dragaroo around, please slap him.
Yeah.
And then he will fall madly in love with you.
That's how it works.
Yep. So just remember, say it with a slap.
This message brought to you by Samsung.
No, there's no Samsung right here. I'm sorry to say. All Apple products at this table at the moment. This podcast brought to you by Apple.
I guess so, but I haven't seen the check.
We have just finished watching the 9th feature film. Can you believe it's 9?
No, I can't.
Oh my God. Called Fun and Fancy Free.
Let me close my windows real quick. Keep going though.
Okay, so Fun and Fancy Free. Wow. Yeah, they do love this alliteration. I mean, the last one was Make My Music? Make Mine Music, right? And this one's Fun and Fancy Free. So I don't know. Are they going backwards through the alphabet? It's very interesting. Now, this was released in 1947. It's pretty good critical acclaim. It's pretty much two shorts. One named Bongo and the other one named Mickey and the Beanstalk. So yeah. I just introduced the shorts here. Welcome back, Dragaroo.
Thank you. You do a great job. I'm a big fan.
I don't know. I've been getting compliments on our back and forth. So if there's no one to go back and forth with, am I just talking to myself? Wow, that was quiet. Thanks. I think I've killed Dragaroo.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's a pretty great show. We're doing an awesome job.
Yeah. Well, we're doing better than the last show. We have gotten some criticisms on movies we do not like. So we're amping it up for this one.
That's right. Well, we don't have to because this is actually a good movie. I mean, that's just really the brunt of it, right?
Right. Well, this is actually a movie. It has at least a coherent two stories other than what? Make Mine Music, which was just these nine, I don't know, just put together drawings.
I don't remember what that movie was about.
It wasn't about anything. There was a slugger, Casey at the Bat.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
We just saw it last week, man. You already forgot about it.
Yeah. No, this was a much better film.
Yeah, so this was released in September 27th, 1947.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Also, another packaged film. Oh, yeah.
No, boo.
I think there's one more packaged film, and then we actually get to real movies.
No.
What, do you want to know what the next one is?
No.
Yeah, you got to know. Okay. Close this thing, open
Can
this
thing.
Can
we just say we saw it?
No. We have to record a podcast on
okay,
it.
Okay, let's start recording Melody Time.
Oh, there's two more. I forgot. There's also Adventures of Ichabod and Mr. Toad.
Yeah, that should be okay.
So we got two more package films, but this package was only two shorts. So
yeah.
It's not bad.
No. Not at all.
About 70 minutes. So
yeah.
Not very long at all.
What were the shorts?
Well, I introduced them when you were gone.
Oh.
They're Bongo and Mickey and the Beanstalk.
Okay.
So the opening song called Say It With a Slap. Is from Bongo. These are great bears.
They are great bears.
Yeah. I gotta tell you, Bongo is kind of like Dumbo. What are your thoughts?
Is it Dumbo or Bambi? Because I heard you making both comparisons.
Right, right. But at first, he's like in the circus.
Oh.
And he's kind of like Bambi. I mean, Dumbo. I can't even speak. No, it's like Dumbo in like the circus and stuff.
Yeah.
And then when he gets out to the forest, it's kind of like Bambi. It's like a low-budget Bambi film.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I guess to sum it up really quick, Bongo is a circus performer who does like...
everything.
He does everything.
He beats up people. He has beaten boxing champion in 17 states.
He knows some kind of martial arts. He can do a high wire act where he's juggling knives and...
A fish.
Fish and a bowling...
Ball?
Pins? And probably bowling balls, yeah.
He did everything. But the problem is, basically after he's done with his show, he's under lock and key.
Yeah, he's not appreciated for his talent. He's just kind of doing the motions at this point. Even though he's the star of the show, he's not being...
Treated as the star of the show.
Exactly.
So then he escapes one day. Great. He basically has a voice telling him, go out to the wild.
Yeah, he has a couple of them, actually.
Well, yeah.
One guy is just going, Bongo, Bongo, Bongo. And the narrator is like, Bongo, you got to get out of here.
And then we're both yelling at him, Bongo, leave.
Exactly. And then somehow he eventually, well, he kind of goes berserk and then is able to escape from
his trace. He goes Bong curse.
Trace. Exactly. He goes Bongo curse.
And Bonkers. You remember that show? Bonkers?
Yeah.
Man, that was Disney Cartoon Prime 1992, right?
Yeah.
Let me look that up again. I don't know. Then he escapes. He goes out. He thinks that he can cut it as a real bear. Realizes.
His unicycle.
Yeah, well, he can't climb a tree, can't do anything.
Yeah, he has a tough time.
Oh, I'm sorry. This Bonkers, I was off by a year. 1993 is when it aired.
For shame.
Well, it happens.
Did you watch Bonkers?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's like a cat thing, right?
Yes. It's a cat thingamajigger. Who's it? I think it's by... I want to say... Who voiced Bonkers?
Oh, I don't know.
It's a famous guy, too.
I'm sure it was. I just wasn't in tune with that kind of stuff at the time. I don't ever think I ever really caught Bonkers. That
He's
was
a
like
bobcat.
A
bobcat. Bonkers the bobcat.
Oh, it actually is a bob. It actually is a cat. Oh.
Yeah, it's a bobcat. Cleverly placed D. Bonkers like the bobcat.
That was like a That was like a Discovery Channel show, right?
It's
like
a Disney cable show.
Yeah, same thing, right?
Voiced by Jim Cummings.
Jim Cummings. That's a familiar sounding name.
Yes. He was voices of Bing, Darkwing Duck.
Uh-oh.
Dr. Robotnik.
What are we doing?
The Lion King. He was in Lion King, Aladdin, Trek, Princess and the... He's everything. Man, this guy's everywhere.
Apparently.
He's Adventure Time. He's in Adventure Time.
He is?
Yeah, he's a porcupine, Lenny the Beaver, and the Owl.
Oh, wow.
He's in The Gummy Bears. He's in Jimmy Neutron, Aladdin, Buzz Lightyear, Earthworm Jim, Goof Troop as Pete.
Really?
Yep.
Huh.
Goof Troop, Mummy the Animated Series, Pepper Ann as the science teacher. I remember Pepper Ann. You remember Pepper Ann?
No.
Pepper Ann, Pepper Ann. Da, 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 da. I don't remember the rest of the song, but.
That was a cartoon?
Yeah, it's at Disney. ABC One Saturday Morning.
Oh.
The 97.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was that at recess? Recess and then Pepper Ann.
Okay.
You weren't here, were you?
No, I remember Pepper Ann, though.
Pepper Ann, Pepper Ann. Da, 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 da. I don't know. She had a decent skit. And then they like released Disney's Doug after Nickelodeon sold. Like dropped it and then Disney picked it up.
Wait, what?
Disney's Doug?
Oh, Nickelodeon's a relaunch Doug. Of Doug?
The relaunch of Doug on Disney.
Oh, okay, yeah. See, that stuff, I wasn't in tune with that. I didn't see that.
Oh, man, Disney's Doug. Man, that was good. Okay.
I didn't really like Recess either. I thought it
Recess was,
just,
was pretty smart for its time.
I thought it was just kind of too cute.
Like this movie? Do you think it was too cute?
No, it was too like smart alecky. That kind of
oh
cute.
Recess
yeah
I liked it.
Kind of rubbed me the wrong way.
It was a society on the Recess playground. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, I don't know.
I like Codename Kids Next Door. I think it's a grown-up version of Recess.
The Cartoon Network show?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess at that point, I was too cool for cartoons.
Oh, I've never stopped liking cartoons.
Oh.
I watch it all the time.
Well, that explains a lot.
What? So, back to this movie.
What movie? Pepper Ann?
Pepper Ann. Pepper Ann never had a movie. They had 65 episodes. That's what Disney's cartoon and TV show streak is. Wow. 65 episodes and you're done.
You know, oh really?
Yeah. Every live action. The only one first one that's gone over was...
Live action.
Yeah, live action, even Disney Channel. 65 episodes and you're done.
Pepper Ann wasn't live action though, right?
No. But cartoons and live action.
Oh, until, for any show?
Yeah. For any show, 65 episodes and you're done.
Oh, okay.
65 episodes in a movie.
Oh, really?
It's usually a TV movie.
But there's no Pepper Ann movie.
I don't think so. No Pepper Ann movie. There's a Recess movie.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the first one to break that is That's So Raven. That went over 65 episodes.
Really?
Yeah. It's the first one to break it.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
How do you like That's So Raven?
I am. You like my voice?
Not yeah, that's a good impression.
No. There's much better. There's much better cartoons.
I do like saying That's So Raven.
Why?
I think it's a great comeback.
That's So Raven?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
No.
Oh. It's about Raven Simone.
Yeah, she's like a magician or something, right?
Well, no.
Wizards.
She's not a wizard. That's Wizards of Waverly Place. An entirely different show.
No, is it really, though? Don't they all exist in the same universe?
No, not like Nickelodeon. Nickelodeon shows exist in the same universe, not Disney shows.
Really?
Yeah, you didn't notice this. Everything is based on the same universe because, what's his name from all that? Schneider?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he creates most of the shows for Nickelodeon.
Okay.
So everything has the background theme of Pear pads and Pear as his worlds of Apple.
Pear pads?
Pear, right. Instead of Apple,
yeah.
There's Pear.
Okay.
So everything is a mimic of Apple products, but with Pear shapes. Instead of an Apple logo, it's a Pear logo.
Wait, I thought that was Disney.
No, that's Nickelodeon.
Really?
That's everything on Nickelodeon, yes. Since like 2000, it's like everything on Nickelodeon.
What's like a Nickelodeon live action show?
Okay, let's see. First, it was All That.
Yeah.
Okay. Then, okay, forget All That.
Okay, I've forgotten it.
All right, so we'll start with Victorious.
What is that?
The show right now, it's canceled. It's Victoria Justice. She's a singer now. There's another, Ariana Grande was on it. It's just big thing. So it's a spinoff.
Okay.
From short, it's crossover with, can I remember it? Ugh. Let me look this up.
This is common knowledge. Why don't you know this?
Because my,
Victorious?
Okay. Yes. So this is what's happening to me this weekend. Let me tell you. I had a conference the previous week.
Uh-huh.
And I'm really tired. And then I went and coded for about 9 hours and on a Saturday after having a 3-day full on like 6 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night conference.
Yeah.
And so I'm really delirious.
Yeah, that sounds rough.
So Victorious is, Dan Schneider is the guy, right? So he creates all of these shows for Nickelodeon.
Okay.
So Victorious has a...
What is Victorious about?
This girl who's set in Hollywood arts, and she is, it's like this magnet school for people that perform in music and things like that.
Okay.
So
it's a set in high school.
Set in high school, right. Of course it's like a Broadway high school. So then there's iCarly.
That's Disney.
No, that's Nickelodeon.
Really?
Yes, it's in the same universe as Victorious because they had a crossover. iCarly guys, Miranda Cosgrove and the Jerry Trainer started in, what is that show? With Drake and Josh.
That's Nickelodeon.
That's Nickelodeon.
I thought everything was Disney.
No, that's all Nickelodeon, right?
Okay.
And so they all live in the same universe in the sense that they have the same kind of products and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. And then Zoe 101, which was where Victorious Victoria Justice was on with Britney Spears' sister. So they started the Zoe 101 after Britney Spears' sister was on All That in the later seasons.
Oh, okay.
It's around 2001, 2002 is when the sister was on there.
Oh.
And then they started Zoe 101 shortly after.
Okay.
So Dan Schneider pretty much is the creative force behind Nickelodeon.
That's insane.
Yeah. So their episodes go for a lot longer.
So they run them until nobody cares.
No, I mean, they run them until they lose ratings or they...
Nobody cares.
the stars move on to something else.
Right.
But Disney has a 65-episode mark, and then they're out.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
What are current like live-action Disney shows? They have A Dog with a Blog.
Yeah,
is one of their shows,
horrible
right?
Horrible show. Don't watch that show.
I love the name.
They have Good Luck Charlie.
Okay.
That's a live-action show.
What is that about?
It's about a family, kind of family sitcom, basically.
Okay.
It's a family sitcom where one of the girls' names, there's a baby in the beginning of the show, is named Charlie.
Uh-huh.
And then so it's the older sister making videos about like, hey, this is what I learned today, Charlie, don't do this, or this is how your family is, kind of like a video blog.
Okay.
She vlogs at the end of each episode.
Hmm.
Yeah. She's actually a singer now too. So that's what Disney does, right? Disney pumps out all the singers.
Yes, they pump out starlets.
And stars, I guess.
Occasionally.
There's that dance show one. What's it called?
Dance show?
Yeah, they do. One of the stars was actually on Dancing with the Stars.
Really?
Yeah. Disney Live.
And this is another live action show?
This is another live action show, yes.
But yeah. these are not connected in any way, you're saying?
No, no. No, there are crossovers. And there
See,
are
that's
big crossovers.
What I thought, but
so
then there, I thought
so
all
that's
shows
so Raven,
were on Disney.
Sweet Life with Zack and Cody.
Right. Is that still going on?
No. And Hannah Montana had a big crossover for a few years, and then Wizards of Waverly Place crossed over with them.
Okay.
It was a big thing.
Yeah.
They had some stuff, but...
Okay. So they did.
They did, but...
It just wasn't planned that way.
No, because Dan Schneider plans all these people. And he has an undertone of planning, right? I mean, they all live in the same universe.
Uh-huh.
Intentionally, all the shows, like for like since Drake and Josh, basically. So it's quite a bit.
Wow, that guy sounds crazy.
He was in Good Burger.
Dan Schneider?
Yes.
What was he in Good Burger?
He's the manager of the Good Burger.
Really?
Yeah, he's a big white fat guy.
Oh.
Yeah. Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. May I take your order?
Wow.
What's that? Remember that movie?
Yeah.
I saw that when my birthday.
Oh, really?
I was in middle school.
You went to
it
theater?
It must have been
like
seventh.
In the theater?
Yes.
Wow.
Seventh grade. I think I invited 11 people to my birthday.
I wasn't there.
I didn't know you.
Uh-huh. Like
I was in middle school.
Uh-huh. Thanks.
Were you even in the country?
In middle school?
Yeah, it was like seventh grade, so it's got to be 98.
In
99.
A country?
Not in this country.
Technically.
Yeah. So how could I have invited you?
I remember that movie came out on an orange cassette.
Oh, yeah, because it's Nickelodeon.
Yeah, that was a big deal.
Yes. Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. May I take your order?
So what's the other guy up to?
Which guy? Cal?
Yeah.
Kenan's on SNL.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cal...
Is not.
He was on dance... He had some dance shows on, like, the WB or CW or whatever new incarnation.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's, like, hosting it?
Yeah,
or, like, a reality show or something?
No, it was, like, a new version of Soul Train.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. Like Soul Train.
That's great.
With like 90s music or something.
Wow, Soul Train.
Yeah.
That show isn't going on anymore, right?
I think it is. I think there's Soul Train.
Really?
It's got to be on BET. They've got to be showing Soul Train. Why not?
Soul Train is such a ludicrous...
Soul Train is an American music variety show that aired in syndication from 1971 to 2006.
Is it a variety show, really?
Yeah, it's a variety show.
No. Nothing's happening. They're just dancing the entire hour.
No, they bring in guests. They do some interviews. They teach you how to dance. It's a variety show.
Oh, I have to
theme
say.
Songs, Hot Potato, Soul Train.
I never picked up a whole lot from Soul Train.
Did you watch Soul Train?
I did, religiously.
Wow. Let's see. Soul Train is the longest running show.
The longest running show?
35-year history.
Holy crap.
It will...
Are you... they must have brought it back at some point, because that show ended.
Yes, even with a hiatus.
Well, how long was the hiatus?
A couple of years.
So it's on now?
No, it ended in 2006.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's the longest running show? Wasn't that like General Hospital or something? It's got to be like a soap.
Let's see. What? Known as the Best of Soul Train.
Who was what now?
Production was suspended following 2005-06 season with a rerun package known as the Best of Soul Train.
Oh.
Despite the production hiatus, Soul Train would continue to hold... the honor until it's 2006, and if when its nearest competitor, Entertainment Tonight, completes its 35th season, if not, Wheel of Fortune would pass it in 2018 if it continues to air.
Oh, wow.
Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
The guy won $1 million on Wheel of Fortune. Did you see that?
What guy?
Some girl. She won it last week.
A girl? So now the guy is a girl?
Yes. she had, like, no letters, and she solved it.
Really?
It was crazy. Yeah, it was crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know.
Are they, so Jeopardy, they're yes. looking for a new host, right?
Well, yeah.
Do they have one?
No, I don't think so. Do you want to be it?
No, but I know LeVar Burton was petitioning for that.
I know. I saw him on Twitter.
I was okay with that.
Dude, LeVar Burton would be the most awesome host.
Yeah, that would be pretty sweet.
Because now then you build your two greatest things in the world. Reading Rainbow and Wheel of Fortune.
Uh-huh.
Not Wheel of Fortune.
I was going to say, but I wanted to see where you were going with this.
Reading Rainbow and Jeopardy. Uh-huh. Actually, what would be better is Reading Rainbow and Wheel of Fortune. That's why I said it, because he teaches kids to read, and then as an adult, he tests them. Can you figure out words?
There you go.
Yeah.
There you
go. No. That would be, I would petition for.
So, what's the guy's name that hosts it right now?
Alex Trebek.
Alex Trebek.
Yeah.
Was he retiring?
Yeah, I mean. He did everything he could. He changed his look a couple of years ago, or maybe like 5-10 years ago. I don't know. He shaved off his mustache, became a younger looking guy.
But he's announced his intention to retire.
Yes, yes. Doesn't mean he's going to retire. He could be like Jay Leno.
Well, he's not like Jay Leno, hopefully, right? He's not like they're kicking him off.
Well, there's no heir apparent, right?
So yeah.
If there was an heir apparent, yes.
Man, that Jay Leno.
I mean, Pat Sajak has been on Wheel of Fortune forever. There used to be
a host
before Pat Sajak.
There was?
Yeah. There's a lot of hosts before.
Really?
Yeah. And before Wanda White came on there.
Wow.
I don't know what she does on that show these days, though.
Doesn't, because it's all like, it's
electronic
all,
now.
Yeah, so she's
no one has to actually turn anything. She doesn't even have to touch it.
Oh, she doesn't even touch it anymore?
You don't have to, though.
So what does she do?
I don't know.
Does she just stand there and go?
Yeah.
Man, that's a sweet gig if you can get it.
I mean, she gets cool clothes, she gets to travel around,
yeah,
she touches a screen. I mean, right now I think on like the toss-up questions, right, she doesn't even have to touch the screen, it just like automatically comes up. It's great. Okay, so they're originally hosted by Chuck Woolery and Susan Stafford.
No idea who those people are.
Chuck Woolery?
Yeah.
He's a game show man. He's been in tons of game shows.
He's been the host of game
shows? Yeah, he's been the host of tons and tons of game shows. This guy is like crazy. He hits on lots of women, though. Like, his wives keep getting younger and younger. Like, I think he was on a game show, and there was a sidekick, and he dumped his wife for the sidekick.
Wow.
Yeah.
Classy.
I know. He was the original host. He hosted Love Connection, The Big Spin, Scrabble, the game, the dating game, Greed.
Scrabble game show?
Yeah, Greed. He did The Price is Right live at Harrah's Casino.
Huh.
He was also a singer.
Sings, he dances.
He does it all. He's Hollywood.
He's a Renaissance man.
No, he's Hollywood. A Renaissance man can paint. Talk about philosophy. Like you. You're a Renaissance man.
Yeah, totally.
Wow. We have totally gone away from this movie.
What were we talking about?
Bongo.
Oh.
Okay. So Bongo is this Bear. Did you forget the movie already?
No, I'm trying to figure out why we were talking about Disney live action to begin with.
Because we went from that to Bears and Recess to Pepper Ann to 65 episodes cut off. Then we went to live action 65.
Yeah.
And you said they live in the same universe. And then we went to Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
When we went to Nickelodeon, we talked about Cal. Cal was hosting on Soul Train. Then we talked about those things. Then I brought up Wheel of Fortune.
Right.
Because it was a connection to Wheel of Fortune.
Right.
And then we brought up, because of another Merv Griffin game show, which would be Jeopardy.
Right.
And then we brought up LeVar Burton.
Right.
And then we brought up the original host of one of the original hosts of Wheel of Fortune, which is
Chuck Woolery. Who was the voice of Bongo.
No. Not even close to the voice of Bongo. Wow, that was a crazy graph. If you could draw that and send that to us and tweet us, we will give you an autographed picture of both of us. That is what you win. If you can tweet that graph without looking up on Wikipedia, just from this podcast, recreate that graph.
Yeah.
You know, Google would probably do it. That's what I went to today.
Yeah.
It's mind graphs and stuff.
Oh.
Ooh. All right, back to this movie.
Fun and fancy free.
Fun and fancy. Bongo.
Yeah.
So he falls in love with this cute little bear thing.
Bear thing.
I don't know. She's like, when she doesn't have her body, she kind of looks like Faline.
Lulubelle.
She doesn't speak. No speaking.
Nope. Bears can't talk.
Bears can totally talk.
What are you talking about?
Have you seen Humphrey the bear?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I have. Yeah. He's the one at the campsite, right? Yeah.
Pick it up. Yeah. Do you not know? Oh, you got to play this if you can find it.
A one and a two and a... First you stick your bag, put it in the bag, bump, bump. Then you bend your back, put it in the sack, bump, bump. That's the way it's done. It's a lot of fun, bump, bump. Cutting papers, putting papers in the bag.
Okay, so this is the only girl in the entire forest, apparently.
Uh-huh.
Or there's other girls, but they don't... are perceived as girls?
No, they are girls.
Because they get slapped.
No, because they're dancing at some point, you know.
Right, and they slapped.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Demonstrate that. But
this is how bears fall in love.
Lulubelle is the spitting image of Bongo.
Yeah, she's short.
No, I mean, she's like exactly... She's the same character model. Like, the only difference is she has, like, eyelashes.
No, and she has...
And she doesn't have a shirt.
And instead of a hat, she has flowers.
Oh, yeah, right. She has like, a single flower. But they're the same. They're otherwise like identical. But they've managed to make her extremely feminine in the way that she moves and the poses that she takes. It's the contrast between them is actually rather cool.
Well, I mean, yes. And then so it's like Smurfs, by the way, because there's one girl that everyone seems to be falling in love with. There's this big mean bear.
Yeah.
Brown bear. I don't know. What does he remind you of?
Any Pete. Guy?
Pete?
Yeah.
I think he's like the peg leg Pete.
That was my first impression, yeah.
Oh, so he's like peg leg Pete versus Mickey and Minnie. So you think it's like a ripoff of peg leg Pete and Mickey and Minnie?
I prefer to use the word inspiration.
Okay. Peg leg Pete. Oh, man. I went down a rabbit hole this week and I was looking at a lot of Goof Troop stuff.
Really?
I don't know. I got hooked to that one song on Goof Troop.
What song?
A Goofy movie, the end of it, Eye to Eye.
Oh, yeah, that like they're like at a concert or something.
Yeah,
right?
they sneak into the concert.
Yeah.
It's great.
I remember seeing that movie in theaters.
We can go to the you saw that in theaters?
Yeah. I remember liking that.
It's a good movie.
It's a pretty okay movie.
Yeah. There's a sequel. It's not very good.
I haven't seen the sequel.
Yeah, that's basically what's that movie? Rodney Dangerfield, basically. You remember he...
The, like, stunt man?
No. Rodney Dangerfield. He's a...
The musician? Actor.
What? A comedic actor. He's a comedy guy.
Gold. He's an artist?
Wow, we need to teach you, like, everything that's good around this world. No, he goes to school with his son. It's basically that same movie.
Rodney Dangerfield goes to school with his son?
Yes. It's a movie. It's like Welcome Back to College or Go Back to
College.
They call
it Goof Troop too?
Well, basically, it's Goof Troop 2. No, it's before Goof Troop 2.
Oh, okay.
Do you not remember this movie?
No, I didn't see it.
It's a funny movie. You should watch it.
Wait, I thought you said it wasn't as good.
No, it's better than... I mean, it's an inspiration. It's Back to School, 1986 comedy.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
What are we talking about? We're talking about a movie called... it's a Back to School comedy?
Back to School is the name of the movie.
Oh, with Rodney Dangerfield.
As starring Rodney Dangerfield and also Robert Downey Jr.
Really?
Yeah, there's good stars in here.
Hmm.
Sally Kellerman, I don't know who that is. Jason Hervey. It made tons of money. Yeah, so basically Goof Troop is this movie in cartoon form. So.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Is Back to School
in cartoon form. Got it.
I'm on board now.
Okay. Not Goof Troop. Not Goof Troop the series.
Right.
Not Goofy Movie. It's a sequel to the Goofy Movie. Let me pull that up.
Gotcha.
Is that your catchphrase? Gotcha?
Yes.
All right. Write it down, guys. Put a stamp on it. You know, there's a...
Put a stamp on it is this week's catchphrase from Tenaton Cat.
That's not a game. Are you starting that now?
It is now. Is this as of last episode?
Okay. So, yeah. I want to see if anyone's actually playing this bingo game or two quack. What do you think? I mean, there should be. There's enough now that there's 4 episodes since we started this thing.
Yeah.
Someone should have been able to. They could have been cheated by this point.
Mm-hmm.
If someone tweets us at two quack a picture,
you could
of them.
Win a free iPad 4.
What? No, I just want this. It's now mine. Thanks. Stop giving away my stuff, man.
You're welcome.
Oh, wait. Dragaroo is going to buy you an iPod 4.
Yeah, I'll get you one of those.
Was it 4th generation back in 2007?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure I can pull some strings.
I bet you they'd give it away to you. Like, get this Avo. Okay, so back to Bongo. Oh, do you have the Humphrey?
Yeah.
That sounded very enthusiastic. Good job, man. Oh, man. Humphrey is great.
It'll be playing now.
Okay.
Humphrey Bogart, right?
No. Oh, Humphrey Bogart is a great artist.
Yeah.
Have you seen his work?
No.
What? Do you not like black and white movies?
I'm fairly indifferent to them, okay. I guess.
Well, I mean, one of our friends, she hates black and white movies.
Really?
Yeah. Can you guess who?
No.
Okay. Great.
Can I will you? Tell you.
Yes. Well, I know who. Why would I guess?
I don't know, but to make it more interesting.
I don't know how that's making it more interesting, my friend. All right. So. Oh, man. That guy's name, the big brown bear, his name is Lumpjaw.
Lumpjaw.
Lumpjaw. Oh, man. So basically, there's a miscommunication. Bongo, who is a domesticated bear, doesn't know the ways of bears and how they fall in love. So he's like, oh, why is Lulu Bell hitting me? This is a horrible relationship. But in reality, it's affection. It's kind of like, do you remember when you were on the playground?
Yes.
And when girls would hit you and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's what this is.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I understand it now.
I don't think you do.
Yes.
Okay. Well, please, yet again, I repeat, if you see Dragaroo and you do think he's cute, please slap him. Anywhere.
What?
Yeah, just slap him. Tap him. Just like slap, tap. Oh, man. Oh, so what was interesting, we didn't actually start this off with how the movie actually opens.
No, we didn't.
So bringing it back to how this two shorts get open and introduced is basically by Jiminy Cricket, our good old friend Jiminy Cricket.
Yeah.
And he sings this song, I'm a Happy-Go-Lucky Fellow.
Uh-huh.
So that song was actually recorded for Pinocchio, but they didn't have space. So basically they just recorded it and they had like, oh, we have to use something. So they used it for this.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah. And basically, he's saying, hey, kids, don't look at the radio. Don't turn the radio on. Don't read the newspaper.
Yeah.
It's all boring.
Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah. Just be fun and fancy free.
Yep.
So really, it's basically for kids around World War II, still 1947.
Yeah.
War is still relatively in the face of everyone.
Yeah.
So they're like, yeah, let's distract the kids. So they give this bongo story.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, the bongo was a lot of fun. Yeah. I liked it a lot.
And then basically in the end, Bongo falls...
falls madly in love with Lulu Bell, and then...
they live happy all over, and Lumpjaw goes swimming down the river.
She rides his unicycle, and... love is in the air.
Wow. Oh, take that how you will. I took it totally wrong.
what are you talking about, man?
Okay. So that was, I thought that was, Bongo was a great short.
Do you know it was, so this was written by Sinclair Lewis.
Yes, Sinclair Lewis.
Who I am most familiar with for his work on the novel Babbitt.
Yes.
Have you heard that?
I have.
That was a book.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Can you tell us more about this, Trageroo?
Probably not. It's been a while since I read it.
Really?
But I remember it.
He has some good works. Babbitt.
A biting piece of satire written in the 1920s.
Thanks for reading Wikipedia for us.
You're welcome.
I mean, Sinclair Lewis has, he wrote a lot of shorts as well. So.
He did.
This story was a short in Little Bear Bongo. Actually, I kind of want to read the story now.
Wait, no, this is the story.
It's not different?
No.
There is no creative license?
No.
Wow. Okay.
I don't think so. Was it?
No, I actually read that what they wanted to do is try to make a Little Bear Bongo.
Oh, so in Little Bear Bongo, Bongo dies.
Really?
Right? Oh, is that what we're suggesting?
No. I'm actually suggesting that Disney wanted to make this a prequel to Dumbo. He wanted to use and introduce some of the same characters. And he was supposed to have a chimpanzee as a sidekick.
Are you making this up?
No. This is exactly what I've read.
From where did you read this from?
From the world.
I don't believe you.
It's on Lion.
On Lion?
Yeah.
Bongo was supposed to be a chimpanzee?
Huh?
Bongo was supposed to be a chimpanzee?
No. He had a sidekick named... Chimpy.
Chimpy?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
Yeah, they slashed all that, though.
Really?
Yeah. What? I mean, you could easily tell that they wanted this to be like a Dumbo sequel, prequel or something. You were really impressed by how fast they set up a circus.
Yeah. They
basically have a train and things go zoop out of the train and zoop. Into the train,
it
and they're done.
Just spits it out. It's amazing. Man. It's extremely efficient. So
they can't be the prequel to Dumbo, because Dumbo was inefficient.
Yeah.
They're like, oh.
Yeah, they had to sing that song every time that they were setting up.
And it always rains when they set up?
Yeah.
This is horrible.
It's a lot more dramatic, though.
That's
true.
Sure
they kind of suck the fun out of it.
Yeah.
So it looks like that this was the introduction of Chip and Dale.
It was.
Yeah.
I was right.
They
it was Chip and Dale.
Established as stars.
But, well, so you can't really tell that it's Chip and Dale because, is it Chip or Dale that has a red nose?
Dale.
Dale does not have his critical red nose in this. Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers.
Yeah. It is Dale, right?
I don't know. I thought you sounded very confident.
I'm pretty sure it's Dale. Dale's the idiot, right? No, it's actually Chip.
Chip is the idiot. Oh, so yeah, Chip and Dale were in a lot of shorts around this time.
Yeah. Wait, they were?
Hey, no, Chip and Dale were introduced in 1943. This movie came out in 1947. They're a pun on the name Chippendale, which is Thomas Chippendale. Who the hell is Thomas Chippendale? He was a cabinet maker. Wow, it has nothing to do with what we think of Chippendales now.
Oh, no, Dale is the stupid one. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm totally right.
Chip is the logical schemer. Dale is goofy, dim-witted one.
Yeah.
Originally, the two were very similar in appearance. Okay.
They were, yeah. In this movie, they were. So, yeah, they existed before, but they weren't stars.
Well, they had a movie. They had a short around the same time in 1947, right after this.
Oh yeah,
it's called Chip and Dale.
Oh,
and they're terrorizing Donald, basically. I think I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Chip and Dale. Remember? Do you see that? Remember that movie?
Chip and Dale.
Yeah.
No.
No. The show Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers.
Oh yeah, yeah, totally.
With Monterey Jack.
Yeah.
What was the girl's name?
Gadget.
Gadget.
Yeah.
Monterey Jack. Okay.
Gadget.
Gadget. You like Gadget? Oh, is that Monterey the type of girls you like?
Jack. Yeah, you're into Monterey Jack.
No, I just thought
that's
it was
okay, good. Man. I'm not here to judge.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
He was pretty cool. No, he was pretty cool.
Monterey Jack was all right. Who was the fly's name?
Oh. Zip.
Okay, I'll buy that.
You buy that? Are you sure?
That sounds plausible.
Zipper the fly. Ah, oh, it was close. Zip. Man. Oh.
Did that exist in the same timeline as the Jungle Book one?
I think they're two separate timelines.
What's the Jungle Book show called?
The Jungle Book show?
Yeah.
With Baloo?
Yeah.
And the other bear and his cousin or the other girl bear that he liked and
yeah,
her son?
Yeah.
That was her pilot. No, something pilot. What was it? Baloo. I forgot what that was.
Baloo.
The bear.
The bear and the other pilot. Yeah, that show was pretty good.
What was that show? Not the Jungle Book.
Tailspin. Yeah.
Dun, 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 Tailspin. No, it's a totally different theme song.
Oh.
Let's see. 1990. So it was around the same time. Darkwing Duck, DuckTales. There's DuckTales. Oh, man. We went into a crazy DuckTales rant. Whatever you call it, in episode 7. So if you would like to hear more about DuckTales and how Donald's related to everyone, go back to that one.
Donald is related to everyone.
No, he is not related to
Donald
that.
Is like God.
Okay. What? Oh, man. Yep, so there you go. It first aired 1998 until January 2006. Whoa. But it took a hiatus between 2001 and 2002 due to the September 11th attack.
What?
Tailspin. Yeah.
Hey, really?
Yes.
I didn't know Tailspin was running that long.
No, I think it only ran on for 1 year. It just ran in it was running on Toon Disney continuously from 1998 till 2006 with one break of 2001-2002.
In syndication? Oh, you're saying they were
The reruns.
Oh, yeah, in syndication.
Yeah, that's not syndication.
What is syndication?
I guess that is syndication. I don't know.
Okay.
65 episodes. Booyah. See? Bring it all back. Don't stop. Never give up. Do you remember that song?
For Tailspin?
No. I just throw that song. Don't stop. Never give up. Put it in. It's definitely a song.
What are you talking about?
This is a song, I'll tell you. It's in the 90s. Who played this? Never Give Up?
Never Give Up.
Oh, S Club 7.
Oh, S Club 7?
Yes.
Is that the ABBA group?
No, that's not ABBA. There is an ABBA group. It's called ABBA. The 18s is the teenage versions.
They're all the same.
No, because 18s played the Hawaiian. What was it? Hawaiian Ride. What was that song?
Hawaiian Roller Coaster Ride?
Yes.
No, that was a children's choir.
No, they played the reprisal on that soundtrack for. What was it called? Lilo and Stitch.
Uh-huh.
They had a music video and everything. Let's see.
No, they did the end credit song for Lilo and Stitch.
Let's see.
They weren't involved in that song.
Blue Hawaii, Suspicious Mind, Your Devil Disguise, Hawaiian Roller Coaster Ride. Nope, that was a children's chorus. Can't Help Falling in Love. yeah. performed by the 18s. There you go.
I like that because if you listen to the director's commentary for Lilo and Stitch,
yeah,
Chris Sanders just like derides them. he's not a fan. Chris
of
Sanders
Abba
being the director and the voice of Stitch for Lilo and Stitch.
Did not like the 18s?
Yeah, he was not.
Impressed.
Well,
it is Disney. We'll see that movie, by the way. It is on the list.
I know, we will.
I'm looking forward to it. We can talk more about 18s then.
Great.
What? I was somewhat in love with him.
Yeah, you would be.
What? Oh, man. All right. So, Fun and Fancy Free.
Yeah, so we're just about in an hour now, so we're going to have to wrap it up for tonight. That was Fun and Fancy Free.
There's still an entire segment we didn't even get to talk about.
All right, well, let's wrap it up. Let's wrap up Bongo, at least.
Bongo was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bongo was surprisingly good.
All right. Mickey and the Beanstalk is the next one.
Mickey and the Beanstalk.
It's the last time that Mickey was voiced by Disney.
The last time.
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 Mickey and the Beanstalk.
It's just Jack and the Beanstalk. Instead of just with one person, it's three.
Do you know that it was voiced by Walt Disney?
Yeah, we just described that.
It was the last time.
Yes. The last time.
The last time.
The last time. Uh-huh.
So we're out of time for tonight.
No. This was a very creepy intro segment for this thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's a live action.
So, Jiminy Cricket, after Bongo, is basically saying, oh, there's an invitation. And, oh, it's not very cricket of me to read this invitation. But he reads it. And so, it's this invitation for this little girl to go to a party across the street. By the sounds of the names, and it sounds like it's a birthday party, you would think that it's three little kids. No, it's one grown-up dude with two puppets.
Yeah.
That talk.
Ventriloquist dummies.
Ventriloquist dummies.
And he's doing all the talking.
He's doing all the talking. Someone else is doing all the moving.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It looks like it's a creep show.
Yeah.
My God. And then there's this one girl. She's sitting there by herself, basically.
Oh.
And then he tells the story of the Beanstalk.
Yeah, the setup was a little bit bizarre.
Yes. Well, even just going through it. Poor girl.
But he was, he must have been like a, he must have been famous, right? They made kind of like a big Bergen. Deal out of him.
Ventriculus. Ventriculus. You want to say that?
Revenge is sweet.
Oh, wow. She's the father of Candace Bergen. You remember her? Murphy Brown.
Oh,
wow,
yeah.
It's Murphy Brown's father.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's Murphy Brown?
Oh, you don't know Murphy Brown?
No. Do you?
Yeah, I watched it as a kid. Yeah.
What's Murphy Brown?
She is this hotshot reporter ace. What was it? Murphy Brown. In a sitcom. Yeah. She was a single mother.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, 1992, 93.
Gotcha.
Yeah. She's in a lot of movies. I mean, she was in Miss Congeniality with Sandra Bullock, Reese Witherspoon with Sweet Home Alabama, frequent host of Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Bride Wars. Yeah. Will and Grace.
Grey's
House.
Anatomy.
Huh?
Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
Children's Hospital.
Wow. So that's her father in this Disney movie.
Wow.
Wow. That is crazy. Huh. So this guy is from Chicago. He's Swedish. I think you should look him up, but it's pretty. He's definitely known for all of these puppets. And that's really cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit creepy.
Yes, very creepy.
It's not very cricket.
What? Oh, he's the Charlie McCarthy, which was actually in this, I think, movie. Is in the Smithsonian.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow.
So, yeah, this guy obviously was some kind of star.
Whoa, and the closing credits dedicates the Muppet movie to him.
The who?
The Muppet movie.
Is dedicated to?
To this guy, because he died that year. The original Muppet movie in 1979.
Oh, wow.
And died in 1978 during production. And now Disney owns the Muppets.
Yeah.
So, ta-da! When is Disney going to own you and me?
Well, if things go well.
Okay. So, this is an interesting short. Just back to, what is it? The Beanstalk. And instead of one person, you got Mickey, you got Donald, you like, and you got Goofy. They trade in some beans for the cow. Oh, the cow for some beans.
Yeah, and then Donald gets super mad at Mickey and slaps them out of his hand.
Yeah, and then they go down the hole.
Yeah.
They go down the hole.
Yeah.
Okay. And then they can sleep through anything. Let's just say that. They are some good sleepers, as the Beanstalk basically rips their house apart and takes them to the sky.
Very deep sleepers.
And what thing we found out really well in this one is, if you ever played Kingdom Hearts, the inspiration for the key sword.
The Keyblade.
Keyblade.
Yeah.
Clearly, I have not played enough Kingdom Hearts. was in this movie.
Yeah. Giant key.
Yeah. It's a giant key. He pretty much wields it like, and climbs things exactly like Kingdom Hearts.
Mm.
So.
And then he uses it to open that lock box, which is holding the magic harp. The harp with the Barbie girl attached to it somehow.
The singing harp.
The singing harp.
Right, right.
Yeah, that and yeah, she's something else.
Yes, she is. She is something else.
Something else. Something else.
Yeah, I don't know. There's nothing really special about this one other than
I like Donald in this one.
Donald wants to kill the cow.
I like Donald more and more. Yeah, Donald goes kind
of
crazy.
Now that you know the pedigree of Donald,
yeah.
How can you not like him?
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Yeah. He has a sister.
I like when he blows up because the narrator, what's actually pretty funny about this piece is the narrator and his dummies are actually really snarky.
It's pretty much, I would equate it to Mystery Science Theater 3000 of this cartoon.
Yeah, almost.
It's one guy with two puppet-like things. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's a concept. Mystery Science Theater 3000 stole the concept from this.
There you go.
Done.
But yeah, the narrator is trying to play the story straight, and these dummies are constantly ripping him.
Right, exactly like Mystery Science 3000.
And so at one point, we go into their dilapidated cabin, and Mickey is like slicing invisible or translucent pieces of bread. Maybe
these
symbolic
really thin,
pieces of bread.
Thin slices of bread and thin slices of a kidney bean.
Yeah.
Or lima bean or whatever kind of bean. You have to look at it.
And the narrator is talking about how pitiful this is. And Donald eventually
goes crazy
up.
And starts eating plates and things like that.
Because he gets so irritated by the narrator's description.
Why he... Yeah, I mean, they could have killed the cow. They chose not to. Yeah. Bessie was their friend.
Yeah.
But
Donald came out as the real hero.
Yes.
The giant was pretty
Willy the Giant.
Funny too. Yeah.
Fee fi fo fum.
He like sung this like jazzy tune every time.
Fee fi. He doesn't know Fee. He doesn't know any Fee.
No.
Fee.
And then has this desire to show off the fact that he can turn into a pink rabbit.
Yeah, he's a 6-year-old. The giant is a big 6-year-old.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
I don't know. It's very similar to I don't know.
I mean, I guess if I could turn into a pink rabbit, I'd want to show that off too.
I don't think so. You would not look good as a pink rabbit. I guarantee you that.
I don't know. You would know that for a fact.
Yeah, I do.
You know something I don't?
Yeah. You're a pink rabbit. I know nothing.
I suspected it all along.
All right. I would say watch this. It's pretty good. This movie pretty much made a lot of money back again because it kind of was right after World War II. Things opened up. People weren't as down and about. Basically, like the movie says, it's fun and fancy free. It's kind of this lightheartedness, lighthearted take.
Yeah, Bongos was awesome. I really like Mickey and the Beanstalk too. I think they were both.
I'm hoping the other packages hold up.
Yeah,
because I think these are the last ones, and then we can actually get to Cinderella.
But both of these were treated like short films. Like they actually, bless you.
Thank you.
They actually were entertaining, and they were witty.
No, they're very witty. Very witty. I think they could have been longer films. I think Disney wanted them to be, but just budget-wise, they just couldn't be.
Yeah. But of the package films we've seen to date, I definitely enjoyed this.
Well, it has a story. I mean, it's literally two stories, and they just didn't have enough material or enough time to put together feature-length films.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm not convinced that it would have benefited from being longer, though. I think they were the right length.
Yeah, I mean, but they could have been a little bit more detailed, I think, with the Mickey and the Beanstalk. Like, they could have done... So they could have done something else, right? I mean, introduce some girls, things like that.
Oh, that's what was missing?
No, I'm just
not
saying...
Not enough girls.
Yep, not enough girls.
Goofy doesn't do a whole lot.
Goofy is just being Goofy.
He's just kind of there. What do you think about Walt's Mickey voice?
I like it.
Yeah?
I kind of like it.
The one part that kind of bugged me is where he was lying to the giant,
uh-huh.
And then he had this like shifty look on his eyes when he was whipping his tail around. And I was like, that seems a little uncharacteristic. This seems a little bit weird.
On Mickey?
Yeah, it was a little on Mickey. That was not very cricket.
I don't know. I liked it. I like Walt's voice. So is this like the last Disney appearance?
It may well be.
Yeah. So we were wrong in the first one when we said Fantasia was the only Mickey appearance. But.
Yeah. Evidently, yeah.
Yeah. But go Mickey. Mickey was on the decline, I think, at this point, too.
Yeah.
So we'll see. All right. So I think that wraps that one up. I think it's a little longer than normal. But I would say go see this. I say out of the package films so far, this is the best, like you would say.
Yeah. With the best?
I don't know.
Maybe it's the best.
The three what? Come on. Say it. One more time. Come on.
Yeah, that movie was pretty good too.
The three caballeros?
Yeah.
Caballeros?
Yeah.
That's what he said?
Yeah, you got it.
I know. I'm learning Spanish from you every day.
Very good.
All right.
That was pretty good, too. Yeah. I don't know.
So far, those are the two.
That one was weird,
Are you
though?
Sensing a theme? Donald is in both of them.
Yeah, Donald is really probably the best Disney character.
All right. Well, we'll see. DuckTales. Watch it.
Yes.
Well, there's no Donald. He comes once in a while.
Yeah. He's way too important for stuff like that. Got a career to maintain.
Yes, he does. He's a sailor career. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'll see you next time.
I'll see you.
Out.
Out.
Are you playing this?
I'm playing.
Put on your game bags. That's it. All right. Game sticks up.
Best short ever.
You got it. Now follow me.
You know Donald's in this short too. Before this,
he is.
Yeah, that's as them. They're driving. He goes to the park, and the reason the park is all messed up is because Donald goes packing, picnicking, and stuff, and everyone rushes to the forest.
Oh, really?
And then they leave all of a sudden, and then the bears are like, "Oh, gotta clean this up." Yeah, yeah. And then Humphrey's hungry. I think Donald has a. There's a lot of segments with Humphrey and Donald. There's a cool one where I think he rents a cabin, and Humphrey is hungry, so he pretends to be the bear rug in the cabin.
Yeah,
so
okay, I remember this that? Now. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Humphrey the Bear, one of the best characters ever.
Yeah. This is 1956? This was before this movie.
Yeah, this is after this movie.
Then this movie, when was Final Fantasy III come out?
1947.
Oh.
This is how my parents got me to clean up. You didn't It's great. Like, make it a game out of...
Sure.
This was on constant replay in my house.
Really?
First you stick a rag, put it in the bag, bum bum. Then you bend your back, put it in the bag, bum bum.
Then they realize they're being conned.
Oh no, only Humphrey realizes he's being conned.
Well, come on, boys. A one and a two and a...
Humphrey's green.
Pretty poor sport.